91X News.
It's plus one and a bit cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Weiss. A simple cold is turning into something a little more serious here at Loyalist College. Several of the college students have recently come down with walking pneumonia. Symptoms include chills, running nose, fatigue, a bad cough, and rapid breathing. Dan Canatero explains.
Walking pneumonia has recently been spreading around the college, and it's starting to become a bit of a concern. Loyalist nurse Lauren Deans says people are getting a little sicker this year.
What I'm finding this year is a simple cold ends up into walking pneumonia.
Lauren Deans says to prevent the disease, it's the simple things that make a difference, such as
wash your hands,
and even
every once in a while, wash down the doorknobs.
Walking pneumonia is a breathing condition caused by contact with bacteria. Antibiotics will be issued if you're diagnosed with this type of pneumonia. Dan Canatero, 91X News, Belleville.
A teen boy from Tweed is facing charges after throwing knives at his grandmother. The grandmother called Central Hastings OPP yesterday evening from her Tweed residence. She said her grandson was out of control, throwing knives and also other household items at her. Police arrived and the youth was arrested without incident. A 17-year-old Tweed youth was charged with assault with a weapon and utter threats. He's being held for a bail hearing in Belleville Court this afternoon. Belleville police responded to two break-and-enters early yesterday morning. Around 6 a.m., police showed up at a Bridge Street residence where someone broke into a home and stole electronics. That investigation is still happening. And almost 2 hours later, police attended a Burton Street residence where a neighbor saw a suspicious person trying to enter to open the windows and doors. 24-year-old Humberto Amtunes of Belleville is charged with attempt to break and enter and breach of probation. He'll appear in court today. The recent release of the All-State Ontario Safe Driving Survey saw Belleville drop to 13th place. That's a big plummet from the last time the survey was done. In the 2007 to 2009 survey, which studies collisions per 100 cars, Belleville was sitting in first place. But in the latest 2009 to 2011 survey, Belleville doesn't fare nearly as well. Ross McDougall is the owner of McDougall Insurance.
There probably is a trend towards more collisions generally over the past few years as rates have stabilized, and it, you know, people that have collision claims are more likely to put them in when rates stabilize because they're not as worried about rates going up.
Brockville now holds the top spot in the recent survey. Traffic may find a detour on City Road 30 just north of Orland. The road has been closed from Loomis Road at the north end to City Road 41 at the south end because of a puncture in a natural gas line. The line was punctured during construction. There were no injuries or residents evacuated as a result of this leak. Hydro One says about 6,600 customers in Cottage Country remain without power. Heavy rain, freezing rain, and snow across large parts of Ontario yesterday and Tuesday had left about 30,000 without electricity. The company says most customers should have power back by this evening. The Harper government is taking control over public funding from the Attawapiskat Reserve, grappling with a severe housing shortage. Aboriginal Affairs Minister John Duncan wants to find out where $90 million in federal money spent on the reserve has gone over the last 5 years. Duncan says emergency measures are also in place to make sure the people in the Cree community have access to warm, dry shelter this winter. A severe housing shortage has families living in tents and trailers, many without access to running water, electricity, and heat. A Liberal MPP wants to make opening cell phone bills less of a shock. David Orazetti says his private member's bill would protect consumers from high fees and confusing contracts. It would make the costs of using a cell phone a little easier and make contracts a little clearer. The legislator will vote on that bill today, and a similar bill introduced in the last session died when the fall election was called. StatsCan says most Canadians feel they're safe from crime. Terry Pedwell of the Canadian Press explains.
The agency's released a study of Canadians aged 15 and older, which says 93% of those surveyed said they felt satisfied with their personal safety from crime. The agency says the 2009 study produced results similar to those of the last survey done in 2004, before the Conservatives took power and began their Tough on Crime campaign. Crime rates overall have been falling for a decade. Youth crime, though, is one of the few areas that has risen, yet the study says slightly more younger Canadians were satisfied with their personal safety from crime than older Canadians. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
U.S. Vice President Joe Biden and the Iraqi President and Prime Minister have praised American and Iraqi forces for their sacrifices in the nearly nine-year-long war. On NBC's Today Show, Biden was a little emotional when asked about his son, Bo, and others who have served in Iraq.
All I could think of was those fallen angels whose parents were over to recover their child.
Biden and the two politicians attended a special ceremony at Camp Victory outside Baghdad, one of the last U.S. military bases in Iraq. And shifting back to Canada, looks like someone just couldn't wait to board the plane. Out in Thunder Bay, police were called when an SUV was found in front of an airport terminal. Officials say security personnel were concerned when no one responded to pages for the owner. Police checked the SUV and determined it wasn't a threat, so they moved it to a parking space. But the owners were already en route to Orlando, Florida, when their vehicle was found. And that's 91X News to 1206. Harrison Perkins has sports right after this.
I'm so hot and so thirsty.
Gateway Brewing Company to the rescue!
Quinte's best microbrewery, Gateway Brewing Company, invites you to their all-new tap room. Stop in for a freshly brewed beer and some terrific conversation. In a hurry? No problem. Gateway Brewing has beer to go. The cost is less than what you're used to, and the taste simply can't be beat. No additives, no preservatives, just great tasting, affordable beer.
This refreshing moment brought to you by Gateway Brewing Company and Loyalist Brewers. 33 Ontario Street, Trenton, across from Price Chopper. Call 394-1010.
Good afternoon, I'm Harrison Perkins with 91X Sports. The Loyalist women's volleyball team defended their home court with a 3-2 win against the Seneca Sting last night. This is the Lady Lancers' first five-set win of the season. 91X reporter Nicole Klinsberg has the story.
Loyalist fans packed the bleachers at home last night to cheer on both the women's and men's volleyball teams. The Lady Lancers were victorious as they hammered the Seneca Sting 3-2. Left side Shireen Anarison says a surge of energy in the second set helped them overcome their slow start.
We started out slow, but as games went on, like, we all got more into it. I know that I did. Like, I wasn't into it the first three games, but then I kind of got really pumped up.
Anarison says strong serves and consistency fueled their win.
I think our team served really well today. It was really consistent. We barely had any out or in the net, so that's what definitely got us, like, a lot of points.
The men's team hit the court afterwards, and they got stung by Seneca, losing 3 sets in a row. Both teams play at Algonquin on December 3rd. The ladies take the court at 1 p.m., and the men follow at 3. Nicole Klinsteber, 91X News, Belleville.
The Bulls continued their winning streak by shutting down the Fronts 4-2 last night. Daniel Zharkov scored twice for Belleville, while Ryan Spooner and Spencer Green found the net for Kingston. The Belleville Bulls honored former Bull and Kingston Frontenacs GM Doug Gilmore prior to last night's game. After the Bulls in 1979, the Kingston native went on to play almost 1,500 games in the NHL, scoring 450 regular season goals and collecting 188 points in 182 career playoff games. More in the NHL, the Anaheim Ducks snapped their 7-game losing streak with a win over Montreal, but that wasn't enough to save coach Randy Carlyle's job. An hour after the 4-1 victory over the Habs, the Ducks fired the coach who led them to the only Stanley Cup title in 2007, replacing him with former Washington coach Bruce Boudreau. Boudreau was fired by the Capitals on Monday. Carlyle is the fourth NHL coach to be fired this season, and the third coach this week. The Picton Pirates are in action tonight at home versus the Port Hope Panthers. The Pirates are recovering after a 6-0 loss to Napanee on Tuesday. Game time tonight is 7:30. And the Wellington Dukes have the night off before Peterborough comes to town tomorrow night. Puck drop is at 7:30 at the new Wellington and District's Community Center. Around the NHL tonight, the Pens take on the Capitals and Ottawa takes on the Stars. That's 2 games on top of 8 tonight. And remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Kurt Weiss with 91X Weather.
All right. Today, a bit of clouds, high plus 4. Tonight, more of the same, but a 60% chance of wet flurries before morning and a low of plus 1. Tomorrow, cloudy with 60% chance of rain or wet flurries in the morning. That's supposed to clear up in the afternoon. Low minus 3, high plus 1. At 12:09, it's plus 1. 91X News is on the air and online, 91X.fm. I'm Kurt Weiss with Harrison Perkins. We'll be back with news at 1.